The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Hello, this is Mick Foley reciting A Visit from St. Nicholas by memory, the best of my abilities. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were snuggled, nestled, all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled our brains for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, why, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below, when what to my wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and eight tiny reindeer, with a little old driver so lively and quick, why, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers, they came, and he whistled, and he shouted, and he called them by name. On Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer, on Vixen, now Comet, now Cupid, now Donder and Blitzen. From the top of the porch to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. Like dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky, and up to the housetop his coursers they flew, with a sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling, why, I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I was drawing my head and was turning around, boom! Down the chimney, St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry, his cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard on his chin, why, it was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He was jolly and plump, right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. Something about a bowl full of jelly. Something. Tell me out here, guys.
He had a broad face and a little round belly.
Oh, he had a broad face. Oh, son of a nutcracker. And a little broad round belly. That shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. Now he was chubby and plump. A right jolly old elf. John Cena's not doing his bad boy by memory, I can tell you that much. And I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. But a wink of an eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word but went straight to his work. He filled all the stockings, and then he turned with a jerk, laying a finger aside of his nose and giving a nod. Boom! Up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team, gave a whistle, and away they all flew, like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim ere he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all, and to all a good night."